Today, I want to talk to you about 5 things that you should do if you have a small penis. Now, seeing how my previous video I did on 4 things to not do if you have a small penis has gained so much success, pretty much got more views than all my other videos, I thought I need to, you know, elaborate and pretty much give you guys advice on the topics that you really care about. So starting off, the number one thing that you should do if you have a small penis is build or become a part of a support system. Now what this support system should consist of is people who preferably share your struggle, but most importantly, are striving to move toward the same direction you're moving in life. So for instance, if you have goals of becoming a millionaire or building generational wealth, surround yourself with people who has that as their main focus. Because I can guarantee you, people who have built their wealth as their main focus, they don't care about what size your penis is. They don't care about how many girls you banging. They don't care about, you know, anything other than building wealth. And they most likely want to be around people who have the same thing on their mind. So that's the number one thing, you know, surround yourself with a good support group, you know, of good, decent people. We can't do anything in life, you know, strictly on our own. So, you know, having a good support system could make or break you, you know, in life and when it comes to achieving your goals. So that's that, you know, build a strong support group. Number 2 is to stay sober. Now, what do being sober have to do with having a small penis? I'll tell you what it have to do with it. A lot of times when you indulge in things that alter your mind, it can possibly bring your insecurities to the forefront in a nasty way. And that's not a good thing for your psychological well-being. Because if, you know, you're indulging in these things, it's a good chance that you're indulging in these things because you're trying to fill a void or you lack something. So you need something outside of yourself to alter your mind in a way where you're not thinking about that. And the crazy thing is, in the reverse, depending on what type of person you is, it could bring those insecurities to the forefront. So when you're dealing with insecurities or just, you know, when you're going through life and you're moving in a certain direction, you want to remove all substances that will alter your mind in a negative way. And yeah, so stay sober, you know, you got to deal with this thing. Any insecurities, it's not just about having a small penis. Any insecurities you have, you got to deal with it with a clear mind. You got to see things clearly and have a clear perception of what the problem really is and how you should deal with it. Now, number 3 is get fit. So my thing is, if you already have a small penis, you know, you can't have multiple struggles and expect to be successful in life, especially successful with women. You know, so if you have a small penis, try not to focus on what you can't change, but focus on what you can change, which is your fitness level, your body, your physique. You know, so just getting in shape, you know, being healthy inside and out can definitely improve your confidence. And it actually look good on you, you know? Think about this. If you got a 5-6 inch penis and you 250 pounds, I think that'll make things a whole lot worse than what it really is. But if you have an average size penis, but you have a great physique, you're gonna feel confident about yourself and you're definitely gonna look better naked, you know? So whenever you're in front of a female, you know, them abs just poking out, you know what I'm saying? You got big arms, you know, you nice and cut. That could pretty much, you know, take the attention off your small penis. And it actually will look better aesthetically, you know, and you'll be more physically appealing if you get fit. Number 4 is groom well. And this just in general, you know, every man, regardless of your penis size, regardless of any insecurities that you're dealing with, every man should groom well, you know. It's just a good look, you know. When you groom well, you look better, you feel better about yourself. And, you know, you can move through life with a level of confidence knowing that you look good, you know, you feel good. And a lot of times when we're dealing with deep-rooted insecurities, a lot of times it sends us into a mild depression and sometimes even a deep depression, you know. And when you're in depression, you tend to not focus on the things that are important, like grooming yourself, keeping yourself clean, and staying on top of your hygiene, you know. So that's one thing that you want to definitely make sure you focus on. Make sure you're not just sitting around the house stinking, you know. You're not washing your ass, you're not brushing your teeth, you're not combing your hair, you know. Groom well, because it'll definitely make you feel better about yourself. The fifth thing is dress well. And being a man in general, you should dress well. But the reason why I say you should do this if you have a small penis, because the thing is, you know, you want to enhance all the things that you have control over as much as possible, you know. So work on your style, you know, work on getting in shape and wearing clothes that fits you, you know, that fits nice and that brings out your physique, you know. And it'll definitely enhance your confidence. You could walk out the house, you know, you could go out to the club or go wherever you're going, and you could feel good about yourself. And people are going to look at you and they're going to notice that, you know. So dress well, you know. And that's pretty much it, you know. And just to recap, support system, stay sober, get fit, groom well, and dress well. And if you could get those five things down pat, I guarantee you it will take your confidence to another level, you know, and people will, they will recognize that, you know. So that's all I got for y'all for right now. Later, I got another video that pretty much speak to how you can do all five of these things. But if you don't have this one thing in line, none of those things matter. And those things may get you a small percentage of success, but if you don't have this one thing, then, you know, all your success will be in vain and it will be short-lived. So make sure y'all guys stay in tune with that. And also make sure, if you haven't already, go check out my videos, 4 Things to Not Do If You Have a Small Penis. And that's it, and I'm out. Catch y'all later.